the first academic center in Africa dedicated to advancing social innovation and entrepreneurship. The Bertha Center, in collaboration with the UCT Graduate School of Business, has integrated social innovation into the business school curriculum. We have established a wide community of practitioners and awarded scholarships on MBA, MPhil, and PhD programs to more than 91 students from 16 African countries over the past 10 years. In episode 12 of the Just for a Change podcast, we're looking at how scholarships are changing the way we are changing the world. We'll be hearing from current scholars about how the scholarship program has been catalyzing their work. Amongst topics explored, we hear about the inconvenient truths of social innovation challenges, political realities facing entrepreneurs, and discuss what it would take to achieve socioeconomic justice in our time. A complex and stimulating conversation.
One thing that always, makes me worried is when people in the development sector go into communities and think the communities have no knowledge or clue about what they are doing, right? You come into my community to tell me that, well, the way you do things doesn't work and it's not the right way, and I'm going to teach you how to do it, And often what they realize, or these guys find out after years of pumping money into countless projects, is that the solutions that they present are not viable. They don't last. They are not sustainable. And when they leave, these guys are back to, whatever they were doing before.
Let's look at the system of representative democracy. And I completely agree with you. I think we need to move to a place where we are encouraging participation more. And I think that currently representative democracies aren't set up for that. So I think we have this understanding that, like, within this type of setup, the person who you've elected to represent you will now go and take your issues up into, like, policymaking spaces. But we understand that there's no deliberation that happens within representative democracies. And most of the time, the people who are representing us are the political and economic elites. You know, there's this ward councillor syndrome where, I mean, you spoke about it. You come in, you address the community, you do the checkbox things so that people will vote for you, and then you leave, and you're like hardly ever there again.
Click the subscribe button on our podcast profile to make sure you don't miss this episode.